Blog Talk Radio.
The 7th, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Thank you.
Everybody be part of this revolution because it's happening. It's happening. This revolution is God is making us like him. We're being created in his image daily. That's his plan, that we be like him. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we will get into today's lesson.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Colossians 2 and verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you for another day, thanking you for the broadcast. Thank you for our listeners and those that participate, Father God. We're thanking you for the growth, Father God. As we study your word together, Lord, we just give you thanks, Father God. We ask that you would bless all those that are sick and shut in. Father God, you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those that are going through and those who are bereaved. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we just thanking you for those that are listening, even by internet, Father God. We're praying that your word will touch our hearts and that we will draw even closer to you, Father God. Plan for our pastor today, Father God. We bind it up anything and everything that may try to come up against him, Father God, feeding the blood of Jesus on him and also on this broadcast and on each and every one of us, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for your word today, Father God, as we open up our hearts to receive your word, Father. And, Lord, we ask that you will have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Well, look here, brother and sister, we're going to continue on talking about, and yesterday, by the fact, yesterday was an awesome review. I appreciate it. I went back and listened at that tape, and I was just moved all over again, and I wish more people understood who they are in Christ and what they want. And let it be based on the word of God and not what they feel, not what they think. And if they have listened to that message on yesterday and the Thankful Thursdays, they would have got maybe a real good understanding. But I thank God for that on yesterday, and I thank him for today as well. We're talking about believing in this new and living way. And part of it has to do with believing. See, if you're not going to believe in this stuff, if you're not going to act on it, then it's senseless, it's useless, it's, what's the point? If you're not going to believe in it, in this new and living way, what's the point? So let's start with the book of Hebrews, because see, part of this new and living way is that God wants to put himself in us, reveal himself in us. That's what he wants. That's what he's doing. And that's always been his desire. That's nothing new. When he says, let us make men in our image and after our likeness, boom, there it is. That's what he was doing. He was reproducing himself in us. Even though it's a process and it takes a long time, but at the end of the day, that's the whole idea here, brothers, is to reproduce Christ in us which is the hope of glory. Okay, our first scripture will be in Hebrews 4 and 3.
Okay. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for that selection, and thank you for that beautiful prayer. In Hebrews 4 and 3, it reads as follows.
I'm sorry. I was looking at something else. Yeah, go ahead, baby. I'm sorry. You've been
right.
Saying, I'm sorry.
For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, God made that vow, even though he finished his part before the foundation of the world. Somewhere is written, God rested the seventh day. Amen.
But it's about believing. And we are to believe in this. Even though everything is finished and everything was done before the foundation of the world, God wants us to believe in this. If we're going to enter into that place, well, you got to understand what happened before now, because they did not operate in faith. Faith was mixed. They couldn't enter.
All right.
Well,
amen.
Go back and read the first through the second verse, Hebrews 4, 1 and 2.
Okay. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, for as long then promise of resting in him pulls us on to God's goal for us, we need to be careful that we're not disqualified. We've received the same promises as those people in the wilderness, but the promises didn't do them a bit of good because they didn't receive the promises with faith. Amen.
See, so you're learning all this stuff, but you're not receiving it. You're hearing it, but you're not receiving it. We said on yesterday, see, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, St. John 1 and 12, excuse me. So you have to receive it. See, some of the Jewish Christian, if I should say, who received this letter or the teaching, maybe somewhat had doubt or somewhat did not want to go forward. Maybe they had the mindset, well, let's turn back. Promises that was rest in Christ. See, the promises was resting in Christ, but they didn't have the opportunity to see Christ. But they were not to leave the promise like today. People's not to leave the promise of the Word of God. You got to stay with it. So just as the people in Moses' day had turned back from the promised land, so in both cases, brothers and sisters, I know sometimes it may be difficult, but you got to keep on pressing. I know sometimes, you go, hey, Lord, what do you, but you got to keep on pressing until you enter into this rest. I'm so glad I got there. That's where we're at. We're in his rest. We're in what he wanted us to be in all along.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with the seventh day. It has to do with us being entering into that rest.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can do that is through believing. See, that I sworn in my wrath when God was upset and going through it. He says, if they shall enter into my rest now, although the works was finished from the foundation of the world, God said he's still going to get the promise. Still going to get it.
Amen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm saying we got to enter into that rest and believe. And that only you can get into it now based on this scripture here is by believing. Well, while you're there in Hebrews, flip up there to Hebrews 10 and 39. I was thinking about 11, but 3 and 11 is... Now, let's go to Hebrews 10 and...
Okay, in the King James it reads as follows, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen.
Okay, in the Message Bible, God's plan, so you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up most any minute. But anyone who is right with me thrives on loyal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters who lose out. Oh, no. We'll stay with it and survive. Trusting all the way. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We're not into those people. We're not about them. They are about turning back. That's not who we are. And because they turn back, they will destroy. And I'm just going to be honest with you all. If anybody neglects such great a faith as this, you're doomed. I hate to tell you like that, but it is what it is.
All
you
got
to keep your faith and keep pressing on to this true and living way. God don't want us in a building. God wants us to rest in him. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah, that's that new and living way. God don't want us back. If you're going to draw near to God, listen, brother and sister, God wants us near to him every day. You can't be turning back, going the other way for whatever reason. Maybe you got mad, got upset, or I don't know, things ain't working out the way, or whatever, whatever. No, brother and sister. See, that's why we can't afford to try to live up under this old covenant, for a better way of saying it, the old covenant. But in Hebrews 3 and 11, I think that was another scripture I was looking at too. Please find that for me. Hebrews 3 and 11. What I'm stressing today is believing in it, trusting in it, depending on it. Relying on
you. In the King James, it reads as follows, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, they'll never keep their minds on God. They refuse to walk down my road. They'll never get where they're going, never be able to sit down and rest. Amen.
Amen.
You got to think about it. What does that word rest mean? You see, that's where God is at, brothers and sisters. That's where he's at. That was another scripture I was going to have y'all to read, too. I think that was over in, let me go back and see if I found it. Still have it. It was 3:18.
In the King James, it reads as follows. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into the rest, but to them that believe not. Amen.
Amen. And the 18th verse. Turn a deaf ear and ended up course in the wilderness. And when he swore that they never get where they were going, wasn't he talking to the ones who turned a deaf ear? Amen.
Yeah. I want that to sink in for a moment because I want you to understand who they're talking about. This was God's church. For 40 years, they had wandered, and they were, somebody said they weren't even 3 miles away from where they had to go. But they, God let them stay right there because they didn't want to come into the things of God. Folks today, that's what I see. They don't want to come into the truth of God. They want to continue to serve buildings and organization, and they don't want to enter into God's rest. They'll say that, but at the end of the day, that's not what they're doing.
Have mercy, have mercy.
You got to be in Christ, brothers and sisters. That's the only way. And if you're into Christ, you're into his spirit. And you can't be into both. You can't be lukewarm. You can't be no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20. No, you either in or you're not. You're either going to be in Christ or you're not. You're going to make that commitment. You can't serve two gods.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
All right, now.
You ain't serving two gods. Yes, you are. Yeah. You serving the building. You serving the organization. And you're trying to be in Christ. It doesn't work that way. But sister, you got to enter into his rest. His rest. Remember, these things we're talking about is things of God. God did this stuff. Remember yesterday we were talking? It was about God. This is God's stuff. He's the one that laid this plan out for us to be in him spiritually. I'm glad I found it. But I didn't know that. I was stuck up in building because I thought that's where it was. I didn't know it was in that therefore if any man be in Christ. I didn't know that. I didn't know that that's what it was all of. What was that all about, being in Christ? That's the fulfillment, brothers and sisters. It's being in Christ, man. It's like, and the more we learn it, the more we become God's children. The more we learn this, the more we become holy brethren. Because I'm like, Lord, how can you call us holy brethren? He said, because where you're at, you're in Christ Jesus. Yeah. See, when you're in Christ, Christ at a holy place. Somebody must be listening. I don't hear y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is at holy because he's up there with the Father. And we're in him. Yeah. That's why he can call us holy brothers and sisters. That's why he can call us his children because we're there with him. We're into the things he is. We're magnifying his life. We're partakers. I mean, it's right there. Let me show y'all. Mm-hmm. I want to be plain. Hebrews 3:1-2. Read that for me, please.
In Hebrews in the King James 3:1-2 read as follows. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. So, my dear children, so my dear Christian friends, companions, in following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. He's the centerpiece of everything we believe, faithful in everything God gave him to do. Moses was also faithful, but Jesus gets far more honor. Amen, amen.
Amen.
You have to understand, brothers and sisters, that he himself suffered for us. He himself did all that and took care of all the sin issues. Then he turns around and gives us righteousness. What we have to do is begin to preach this stuff, teach this stuff, and I think he called the ministry of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
We got to teach them. We got to teach them about the revolution. This is truly a revolution, brothers and sisters, that going forth. And people need to know that God, that's what he did. We're his friends now. And we got to tell people, believe in this. Stop believing in that building, but believe in the builder more than you do the building. And they're going to let them whitewash you some stuff. You know what whitewash is, right? You know what that is, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what it is. They just put something over there to make it look good. They say stuff to make it look good. That's when they whitewashing something. You go to the graveyard and you see some of these stone cones, headstones and all these other stones, they've been painted white. But then you'll see where the weather, it done rain and weather and different dramatic conditions and changed it because they was whitewashed. They couldn't stand up against the pressure. And that's what a lot of people do. You try to explain to them that you're the church. Oh, yeah, I know that. They whitewash stuff. You tell them they need to be in Christ. Yeah, I'm in Christ. They're whitewashing stuff. So don't let them bamboozle you with that garbage. See? Because Christ is to be formed in us, brothers and sisters. I'm reminded of what all Christ did. He calls us his little children. I like that.
Amen. Thank you,
he said, see, we're his children because there are many on this broadcast is travailing. Christ is being formed in there. I read that. Because I'm asking, Lord, what's going on? He says, oh, there, you're travailing. They coming forth, but you just got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show y'all this. In Galatians 4 and 19.
Galatians 4 and 19. Oops. Okay. It reads as follows. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Amen.
Amen. Do you know how I feel right now and will feel until Christ's life becomes visible in your lives like a mother in the pain of childbirth? Amen. All right.
I'm based on what he's saying here, I understand it, but I've never had no babies. I don't know what it is to travail. When you women want to talk about it for a moment? I can tell you what it means, but anybody have any personal tips on this. What is travailing?
You're waiting for the baby to come.
Okay, so what you do? You just wait? You pray? What you do? Somebody help me out.
A lot of times you'd be under fasted.
Huh?
Lots of times they give you medication for you to go through that.
That's what they do.
Working.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, while you're waiting.
Okay, let me ask something. There's some suffering. There's some pains involved.
Yes, that's for sure.
You're going through it. Some of us right now going through it. You're trying to say, well, man, I hear what you're saying. I'm hearing this message, but and you're dealing with it. It can be painful because you're trying to explain to folk that, hey, it's about you're the building. You're in Christ. I hope everybody following in what I'm saying. I'm saying you're trying to teach them how to be in Christ, and in doing that, because see, Christ is being formed in that, in them, and while you're doing this, there's a lot of things going on here, and you're going through a lot of pains. That's what you're talking about, this. He said, but now once Christ is formed, then you're going to have no problem. And as Christ himself is a part of his prayer, too, because he called us his children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I want to be with you. I like to be there. I desire to be there. I want to get you out under this lost stuff that you've been dealing with. And as soon as Christ is formed in you, you're going to get shut of that stuff. You're going to be, it's going to become a reality to you because it's going to be God in you. A lot of time I think about Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, where it talks about, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also in love, and have given himself for us. The thing here, he's telling us to believe in this. He's telling us, and he's calling us children again. He identifying us with God. And what makes us his children is because we walk in the same love he walked in.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're walking as love babies. You know, we're walking in love as Christ walked in love toward the world. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to teach them this stuff. So the Bible says, so the Father loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So you may have to give up a little time. And God showed me something else, too, in this. He says, don't allow your heart to grow bitter toward people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter circumstances or the persecution is, don't allow your heart to get bitter, because it can.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I'm inclined to say, well, I was, because I hadn't always been there, but, and then I get to remember, and I think about Paul and Silas and how they had been arrested, and they was in the jail that's called Philippi Jail at midnight, and as the jailer took a break and went to sleep, Paul and Silas was praying, and one was singing. I don't ask me who was doing what, because I don't know. But one song and one sang a prayer. One song and one said a prayer. And they stirred up heaven in such a way until God sent an angel and said, go down to Philippi jail and shake it. Until every brick assembled itself. And the angel shook the jail. And the jailer woke up. And when he woke up, he didn't see Paul and Silas. And he knew he was about going to have to kill himself because those were the two most wanted prisoners he's ever had to watch over. And he had been given strict orders not to go to sleep. He'd been given strict orders, don't let anything happen to these two. And now he looked in there and they're gone. And Paul had to tell the jailer, do yourself no harm. Because the man about to kill himself. It was that serious.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Then he, when you think about it, he went back to Paul and Silas and he asked them to come to their house. Isn't that interesting how God can do his church right there in the building, in the jailhouse? Right there in the jailhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was Paul that had the spirit in him.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, brothers and sisters, that's it yesterday. You got to allow the Lordship to dominate your life. Meaning you got to let God dominate your life. You got to let the word of God dominate your life. So when he says, my little children, you know he's talking about you. See, the process of building Christ into one, it may be very slowful, and I'm the first to tell you, because sometimes I'm like, man, don't you get it? Why are you still slow? Why you're not this? Why you're not that? And the Lord's servant said, well, Christ is being formed in them. But we're never ever going to let Jesus, man and woman, Lord, when is it going to happen? And the Lord always tell me, we are created in Christ Jesus. And I have to remember that it's not a misprint, that that's the truth. We are his creation until Christ is in us. I read that. For it is God, there it goes, it is God which worketh in us. This is a God thing, man. Let me go see, can I find that? I think it's in Philippians 2:13. Somebody look that up for me right quick. I know we're running over, but I want to solve this first. Christ has to be formed in you. The spirit of Christ has to be formed in you. And until that happens, you'll never understand it. You're still in travailing. And then sometimes we got to deal with people like that. And I'm just keeping it real with you. Because when a woman is travailing in pain, I mean, travailing, she's going through all kinds of pain. It can make you very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, how you know? That's what the word told me. That's what the word told me. Just like a woman. Yeah. And, you know, when I was growing up, you had to deal with it. They wouldn't give you no pills, and they wouldn't give you no shots, and they wouldn't give you no upper derm and all that stuff. You dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, and I know I'm younger than a lot of you guys here, but when I was growing up. But read Philippians 2, is that 13?
Let's see.
It's about believing, man, believing in this substitutionary work. That's what it is. It's about believing in it. Philippians 2 and 13. Let me go find this right quick because I think that's what I want.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, that energy is God's energy, an energy deep within you, God himself willing and working at what we will give him the most pleasure. Amen.
Read that one more time, Pastor, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor. The energy is God's energy, an energy deep within you, God himself willing and working at what will give him the most pleasure.
See, that's God, sisters. Remember, this is a God thing. Stop letting your mind tell you differently. I don't care what school you've been to. I don't care what theological seminary. I say cemetery. It doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter how many times you read the Bible. God has to be part of this so you can enter into his rest. Mm-hmm. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:18? And all things are of God who have reconciled us to himself. God did this.
Mm-hmm.
God did this.
Yeah.
Man had nothing to do. God determined this. And he uses his word to confirm this. So people can't just say, no, anything in you. God didn't put the trespasses back in you. No, the Bible says God made friends with you. And when he made friends with you, then he turned around and got rid of the sin and put Christ in there. So the sin problem is dealt with. God wants us to start believing in this substitutionary work. We got to start believing in this stuff. You got to believe that God made Jesus to be your sin. Now, Now, when you know that, then you start professing that. You don't know that till you start professing. But anyway, one more point I want to make, because I just love the fact that when I read stuff now, it just boom, it pops. When I read things like my little children, I think about as a parent how you call your children. It's not a myth. It's not nothing just, you're just saying stuff. It's real to you. And then we got to be receptive to that we are created in Christ Jesus. That means in the spirit, then the flesh. We are his creation. And that's what's happening. Christ, there's a lot of people, I know they love the Lord, but they can't see who Christ is because they're busy looking at the flesh. They're still looking at it through the eyes of the flesh. They're still looking at everything based on the knowledge that they received when they was in the kindergarten, or knowledge they received when they was in their first church. Yeah, see, and it's easy to tell. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Just listen to them. You'll know where they're coming from. Just listen. That's all you got to do. Because out of the abundance of the heart, whatever they love, just listen to them. It's going to come out. Whatever they're about, it's going to come out. Just listen. You ain't got to be a scientist. You ain't got to know B stand for boy, D stand for dog, C stand for cat, D stand for dog to go Bible. You ain't got to know jack. Just listen to the Spirit of God and his word, because they both have to agree. Can't be about no feeling. I have to be about what the word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you all so much, and we look forward to, unless anybody had anything from yesterday or anything anybody like to say for today. We run the overtime, but hey, I wanna let the devil know when I have time to give to God, he gonna get it. God gonna get it all. Okay.
Amen.
Remember, it is God which works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. It's about God in you. Okay? All right. Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you for the review on Sunday.